Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi fucking ho.
Okay, time is precious, so I'm going to kick us off. So we love watching you on Chucky. The number one thing that we always want is more of you. So we would love to know, how much time do you actually spend on set or doing voiceover work for each season?
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? I'm actually really lazy. So most actors, when they get a script, they're going through to see how much they have. I'm going through to see how much time off I have. I love going in. Tiffany saunters in. She says something snarky. She puts out a cigarette. She walks out of the room, grinding the cigarette underneath her heel. So I really enjoy not being in every single scene. And the other actors, they have so much to do. Like last year, they had an exorcism scene, and they're sitting around on an airless set soaked with blood for 3 days. I'm like, you know, that's not for me. Tiffany has to look fabulous. I like to go in, get my licks in. So anyway, I like when I don't have a lot to do, because we film in Toronto. I love Toronto. I have a nice apartment in Yorkville. I wander around. I go to Italy. I buy groceries. I pretend like I'm a single girl in the big city. Like Meghan Markle. She's the film in Toronto. I'm like, I'm Meghan Markle, except for nicer. I'm a Toronto gal. So yeah, I actually don't mind, but what I love what Don does with Tiffany is he's given her so much depth now. Like in the beginning, she was a bit of a cartoon in Bride of Chucky. She was like this white trash girl that went into a doll. And, you know, the doll obviously is a super cartoon because she's a doll that talks and yells and has like love problems and little plastic doll sex. But now Tiffany, she's got like grown-up concerns. Like she's very concerned about being a good mother. Spoiler alert, she's not. She's concerned about her husband, Chucky, and she should be. she's in love with an asshole. We can all relate. Right. And, you know, now she's got like a big worry is that she's on death row. Last you saw her, she's going off to get that lethal injection. And then she had a big concern about what should I wear for my big death scene. And so Don lets me do whatever I want in terms of costumes. We have a great costumer named Catherine Ashton, and she gets very excited. Every year I send like two suitcases full of sparkly stuff and push-up bras and Spanx. And, you know, we kind of usually, first of all, when I looked at the season this year, I went, oh, she's in the courtroom, and then she's just in jail for the rest of the season. I thought, well, that's really easy. And I didn't send any suitcases. I sent two courtroom outfits, which weren't good because in the script it said Tiffany wearing unusually demure outfits. So I was like, I don't even have unusually demure outfits. I don't know how to buy them. And I got there and Don's like, did I say unusually demure? He goes, this is Tiffany. So if you saw the season, she ended up in like red spangles, like sequins. Mm-hmm. And it was a pink feather Dolce & Gabbana cape. The cape was my own. And then I said to Dawn, I was talking about being in jail. And I said, oh, well, she's just wearing a uniform for the rest of the thing. And I had all these pictures like women behind bars, you know, all those exploitation movies of the 60s. Yeah. 50s. And I said, I know it's, not realistic, but can her, prison uniform be really low cut and really short? And can she wear fishnets and stilettos? And he goes, no. He goes, she goes to jail, but then she voodoos the priest. And then they bring her sparkly, fun outfits to wear. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, do you think I'd let you go through the whole season in a prison outfit? This is Tiffany. So you see me wearing the most ridiculous things that, nobody would ever be allowed to wear in jail, but I've enchanted all the guards, as you do in these types of movies.
I mean, of course, in the Child's Play universe. Well, okay, so again, anything can happen in this show, in this franchise, and both Fiona Dorff and Zachary Arthur have gotten a chance to do Brad Dorff's Chucky voice. Is this something you hope to take a crack at some point? Maybe get a body swap in there so you can try the Chucky voice?
Right. Well, that would be really funny. The Chucky voice coming out of Tiffany's, her little plastic lungs or her like bodacious Jennifer Tilly lungs. That would be, I wouldn't put it past Dawn. I think I better start working on my Brad Dorff impersonation in case he throws that at me.
Well, because by season's end, I mean, like, you're back in the doll, but we don't know what's happened to Jennifer Tilly's body. So
I'm wondering when this is airing. I got like a page of notes. Do not, spoiler alert, don't mention the Zach.
It's okay. This will come out afterwards. We've got the spoiler. So
I got back in the doll and I was like, I personally like being Jennifer Tilly in the flesh because it's so much fun to be on a set. And like I said, I love being in Toronto. The doll only earns a fraction of what I earn. So they need to sort of doll strike, like break the doll glass ceiling. So when I do the doll, it's fun. But, I just go to a little studio in the valley and, do my voiceover, which takes like 5 minutes. So I don't know what he has in mind, but I have a feeling he's going to get us all out of those dolls next season and back into some nice warm bodies, because I don't see why not. my good thing is I grew up with Don Mancini. He's been one of my best friends for 27 years. And you know how you hang out with your friends? Like, I have all my friends that I've known forever, and we look at each other and we go, we look the same. We're flattering ourselves. We didn't age. None of us aged. We didn't age. Time is standing still. So Dawn doesn't seem to be aware that, 27 years have passed. And Tiffany basically is the same. She's supposed to be the same hottie she was 27 years ago, which I'm telling you takes a lot of smoke and mirrors. That's one of the reasons I wear my own clothes, because, I'm not like model slim like a lot of actresses. And so I just really have to have things that work for me. But this is what I love about her. Like, at my age, playing a character that's so glamorous, running around in 5-inch high heels, dodging bullets, killing people. It's just the greatest part in the world. I would say Tiffany is like a drag queen. Like, she's a total, has that sensibility. She has that sense of humor, and she definitely has that wardrobe.
Okay, so following up on that piece, because of course, you're Jennifer Tilly, you were in Bound, you're a fucking queer icon. So
yes, thank you.
We're curious though, why do you think that Tiffany and then Jennifer Tilly on the show does end up like activating a queer fan base? Like, why are you such a queer icon on the show?
Well, I think before I went in to do Bride of Chucky, first time I noticed that the gays really loved me was after I did Bullets Over Broadway. And then strange people would come running up to me and they'd be going, charm, 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 charm. I think they like that pink feather boa I was wearing, or they relate to... related to Olive, because Olive is kind of like the underdog. She's striving to be something that she's not, and she's also really funny. And I think gay people have the greatest sense of humor. They're very sophisticated. Like, sometimes straight people don't get what I'm doing. They're like, oh, she's really stupid. It's like, no, I'm playing a stupid person on a talk show for comedic effect. But the gays totally get it. They understand what I'm doing. So when I went into doing Tiffany, it did sort of further cement my status as a gay icon. My ex-husband once said, if there was a Mount Olympus, what's that thing where the presidents are?
Mount Rushmore.
This is why I have a publicist. Look at how she pumped out Rushmore. Really,
it's early on a Monday morning. Yeah. It's fine.
You're forgiven.
And I haven't yet drunk my cranberry juice. There's a Mount Rushmore of gay icons. Who would be on it? He goes, you. Then goes Kathy Griffin. We're like Judy Garland. But I love that my ex-husband thought that I should be on the Mount Rushmore of gay icons. But Tiffany also, I think that people just love her, that, you know, they love her sensibility. And, you know, Don Mancini, who created the Chucky franchise, is an out gay man. And we have the same sense of humor. Like sometimes when I was did Seed of Chucky and I'm playing Jennifer Tilly and then Tiffany and Jennifer Tilly's body, I made a lot of the jokes where people are like, that's terrible. How can you write make Don write that? And I'm like, I wrote it. Like there's a scene where the little plastic Tiffany, you know, tugging, she's trying to drag Jennifer Tilly's voluptuous body across the store, the floor. And I was in the booth and I'm like, fuck, she's fat.
And people thought he was just being mean to you.
That line. Yeah, Don didn't do it. But you know, I really feel like the show is, it really works. It's like sort of a coming of age, a very sensitive coming of age story between the two young gay leads. And yeah. Ali, also their friend, is sort of coming into puberty and becoming a person, you know, she didn't have a lot of motherly guidance. So, you know, she goes from being kind of a screw up and a junkie and a mean girl into becoming like a really great friend of the two young leads. And then when I roll into town, it's like the circus rolling into town. I'm kind of like divine in John Waters' movie. Yeah. But, you know, I was concerned about how all the worlds would come together, but they dovetail together really well. I sort of compare it to It, which is about an idyllic summer in Maine with these young kids. And then all of a sudden, Tim Curry shows up with his makeup.
And it's wait, really, so you're Pennywise in this equation?
Yeah, Pennywise, yeah. So he, I'm a purist. That's the only one I acknowledge. But
that's fair.
All of the new guy was good too. But it works together. Now you've got this bizarro element into this idyllic, typical New England childhood. And so that's where I feel like Tiffany somehow works within this hyper-realistic atmosphere that Don has created. And Chucky does too. I mean, it cannot be a sensitive coming of age story when the title of the show is Chucky and you have a doll named Chucky that's running around killing people horrifically. You know, we get the most rave reviews. We're currently 100% on the tomato meter, which is very unusual. Usually there's someone who wants to spill, you know, well, I only give it 3.5 stars because Chucky's not scary. There's someone that wants to spoil the party, but we're 100% on the tomato meter. It's beautifully written, beautifully shot, but we're never going to get any, well, we get Saturn Awards, but we're not ever going to get any Emmys because
Emmys.
The name Chucky is in the title. Chucky.
What a day that would be, though, if the Emmys actually started to recognize like quality.
Can you imagine?
Television.
And the winner for best television series is Chucky.
Well, okay,
we have a happy place in the universe. We love our show. We're very proud of it.
I think that's something that honestly, like, wouldn't even have been possible, you know, like, I mean, 20 years ago when you first, 30 years ago when you first started joining the franchise. But actually, on that note, because, you know, you've mentioned the camp in your performance and in the show itself. And I think that Tiffany has gotten kind of campier as the show has gone on. One thing, personally for me, I always liked the kind of femme fatale nature that Tiffany had in Bride of Chucky that I don't think she's really had since that film, only in fits and starts. Is that something that you think maybe in future seasons, like, you'll become kind of a more assertive femme fatale Tiffany, or do you think that Don's going to keep you on this more camp line?
It's kind of don't blame Don. It's kind of what I'm bringing to the party. But you know, the fans went crazy last year at the very end, how I was, when I was wearing the black wig, you know, she's in disguise and the black leather outfit and all the crosses, just a universal cheer went up in the Chucky fandom, like, Tiffany's going back to God. They were like, God, Tiffany is back. And they got to red sequins and pink feathers and everything. But the thing is, what I do with Tiffany when she's in Jennifer Tilly's body, it's complicated to explain to people who haven't watched the show. Tiffany loves being a movie star. She was Jennifer Tilly's biggest fan. Now she's living Jennifer Tilly's life. So when I play Tiffany playing Jennifer Tilly, it's sort of an exaggerated idea, Tiffany's idea of what a movie star is. And, you know, Tiffany's basically ruined my career because she goes to the opening of an envelope because she loves being the movie star. Blowing kisses and, you know, wearing tight sequiny things. So I think that that's where, you know, before when she was like kind of the punk goth kid. Well, now she's got Jennifer Tilly's wardrobe and she really revels in being a movie star. So I think that's kind of what happened. And also, I play Tiffany very sort of doll-like. Like, she's like what a doll would think was glamorous, as opposed to when Tiffany was an actual person, she was more of a... She's more of a person that... She, I don't even know where I'm going with it, but I think when you go into the doll, now you like doll-like things, and doll-like things right. are pretty and pink and sparkly and everything like that. So she sort of metamorphosized. I feel like I'm like Michael Fassbender explaining the intricacies of my character.
No, I love this though, because I think this is something that like people don't think of. I think with camp performances, people don't think that a lot of thought goes into it. They think you're right. just acting silly, and that's yes. not the case.
A lot of thought, like when I was playing Tiffany in Tiffany's body, she had a lower voice than when Tiffany goes into the doll, because the doll only has little plastic lungs. And now when I'm doing Jennifer Tilly Tiffany and the doll Tiffany, you know, the Jennifer Tilly has deeper voice. The doll Tiffany talks like this, like, Chucky, you said we weren't going to kill people anymore. Because she doesn't have the diaphragm that Jennifer right. Tilly, trained actress, has. And yeah, this season I have a lot of, you know, I was like, oh no, I looked at the script, I was like, oh, I have to cry. Like, I can cry, I don't enjoy it. But I had to cry all that day when she was on death row. And then I wasn't sure where the cameras were. But they didn't even light it for tears. You couldn't even tell. I was crying real tears. But when I was death row, I didn't know if the camera was zooming in. When I'm walking down the Green Mile, and then they had the veil in front of my face, and then they took it off. Just crying all day long. I was like, this is not fun. Fiona Dwarf deserves a raise for all the crying she does. Crying is hard work. Comedy is easy. Crying is hard work for me. I'm really good at it because I've had a sad life, but I prefer not to do it.
I was going
to
say, I can think of so many shots of just you doing the single tear thing, like in so many mm-hmm. of your films.
Well, the single tear thing, when you see people pretty crying, like I won't name names, but when they're just so beautiful and their face is motionless, a single tear rolls down their face, I'm an ugly crier. A lot of times that's where they squirt the stuff in the eye and then it just yeah. rolls out. Like, you don't have to contort your face to get that tear out. Right. So the beautiful cry, I think a lot of times, is the makeup artist running and blowing the little thing in your eye, like... And then here comes here, and you know, you can do the face you practiced in the mirror and look beautiful while you're sad.
Truly. Okay. So Don Mancini is obviously wrapping up season 3, but he has been doing press and dropping hints that he might be interested in returning the Chucky franchise to films. So we're curious if that would be something of interest to you, or would you rather see the series sort of continue on? Like, do you prefer working on one over the other?
When he got his deal to do the series, I think he got it was a package deal, and he was going to do the series. And also, I think he had 2 movies in his deal. So Don loves me. He loves, you know, you see he reuses the same actors over and over again. I think there's always going to be a little place for me under the stairs in any of Don Mancini's endeavors. So I would love to do both. I mean, and it's fun because a movie is a different animal than a television series. And, you know, I want to be involved in anything he does. I think he's a genius. And we hope for fingers crossed for season 4.
Yes. Ours are also crossed for y'all as well. Especially, we don't know what the pitch is for season 4, right. but we've heard it's a wild one. So.
We don't know, but the way season 3 ended, it's got to be a wild one. I mean, because right. it's already starting off really bizarre and weird. Well, guys, thank you so much. It's great talking to you. I'll see you next time, next season.
Thank you so Hopefully. Much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.